do? You both got beat by the long ball last night.
Oh, smart about that. No Rondo, no Ray, no Beatrice. I'll stop there. You don't mind, can I stop there? Yeah, that's good enough.
And just what's the update on Rondo?
You know, just bruised, you know, whatever you want to call it, back. He had spasms, which we thought would occur. So I would guess probably out tonight for sure, and maybe the next game.
If there was a playoffs, would any of those guys be playing?
Don't know the answer to that. I would say no tonight. I would say all three could not play tonight if there was playoffs.
How's Rondo?
He's good. He's good. No, none at all, really. So that's becoming, you know, obviously troublesome for us. I don't think he'll play Friday. We've already pretty much determined that as well. And, you know, after that, we have, what, 3 or 4 days. So maybe, you know, by the Miami game, we can get him back.
Is there starting to be some concern about that he may not be able to go by himself?
No, I haven't thought that far ahead. I don't think much more than tomorrow right now. But, no, but there's just concern that the ankle is not responding. And, you know, we need him.
Who's starting in the backcourt?
Sasha and Avery.
With Michael, his knee?
Yeah, his knee. Yeah, and we really do believe, you know, he went from not only, you know, not playing but not working out to playing right away, and then you do the 3 games in a row, and the knee swell up. You know, we didn't anticipate that, but obviously if we could do a do-over, we probably would have set him in one of those 3 games as well.
Doc, how important is home court advantage for you guys going into the playoffs that first
round? You know, listen, if you can get it, it's great. But health, rest, if I'm going to choose, I'm clearly going to go with rest and health. And, you know, that's your answer.
This game tonight, no Dwight, no Turk. I mean, what does that do for you guys? Obviously, a little bit different game plan.
You know, we're missing some guys, too.
Yeah, so
it didn't change our game plan much. We are who we are. We're that way every night, and when we do it a good job, we can beat teams. And when we don't do a good job, we can lose anyone. And we've proven both, so. But the way we play rarely changes.
I don't know about that guy.
We play the same way.
What's up, baby?
Hey, Doc, there was a report that you made a training deadline and told Ray that it was...
No, I didn't. It was more Danny, but he knew about it. You know, I don't see it's a big deal. That was a month ago.
Yeah.
No, I'm serious. I don't get the big deal of it. You know, but it was a scary moment for all of us.
How so?
Well, if you lose Ray, that's a scary moment. You know, he's pretty good, Steve. Really, I'm serious. I mean, that's what I mean.
You're kidding me, Doug.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
So
you would not have wanted to see that deal?
No, I wouldn't want to see Ray, Paul, or Kevin ever move. You know, that's just how you are. So even if you got the best deal in the world, you're still losing guys you have an attachment with. That would be scary for me, or any of them.
It's been a month, but were there conversations you guys had to have to sort of, you know, I mean, they're pros and all, but what did you say to them after all that?
Not much at all, really. Our guys are great. I mean, really, that's the point. Afterwards, we were all good and just move forward. That's what I love about this team.
Hey, Doc, last night, 43 points out of Paul. Was that sort of a last in the past in a way?
Well, I hope not. Let's hope he can do it every night. But it really was more, it was Mike beating. You know, it was one of those games where we did, you know, it's the strangest game. I thought we played horrendous on offense, and we scored 110 points and shot 55%. But we didn't play the way we play. It just was not a defensively either, obviously. It was just one of those games where I didn't think we played well, you know, and Paul kind of bailed us out in a lot of ways. The game looked close, you know, I think it was a 5-point game, but you never felt like it was close. You know, I don't know how you viewed it, but that's how, you know, the view I had, that's the way it felt.
How did your defensive game plan change without Dwight in the middle?
Well, it doesn't change much. That's the point I was making. You know, we don't double Dwight, so it's not like we're going to have to take off our double team tonight. Hell, we doubled last night, and you saw what happened there. So this is a better three-point shooting team that we're playing tonight. So But obviously, they don't post the ball up as much. They do with Baby a little bit, and that's different. But they actually run more pick and roll. So our game plan doesn't change, but what we have to do more of is we have to be a better pick and roll team. He's been phenomenal. He's been, I couldn't ask for anything better. He's been absolutely sensational. He understands his role on our team, accepts it, makes shots. I mean, he's been great.
Thank you, Nate.